uplifting for you and your family. If you have a prayer request you would like to send after the program, email it to hourofpower32@gmail.com. You're listening to a broadcast produced daily, Monday through Friday at 9 a.m. on therockchristianmusic.com and live on Facebook on The Rock Christian Music page. Or you can find us on the Paragon Communications app and take us with you everywhere.
Let us pray, everywhere and everywhere.
Good morning. You are tuned in to the Hour of Power, the most powerful hour of the day. I'm your host this morning, Tina Dobbs. My sister in Christ, Monica Lovell, is over there running the iPad. And our guest this morning is Tom Ivester. How are you this morning?
Good. Doing real good. How are you all?
Doing well. Monica's doing her morning dance.
She's doing the morning.
Your what?
My Jesus jig.
Her Jesus jig. Yeah. If you have a praise report or a prayer request, you can send them to us three ways. You can email it to hourpower32@gmail.com. You can text it to 580-485-0837, or you can comment on the Facebook page, and we'll do our best to get it on paper and pray for you about halfway through the program. Our sponsor for today is Barbara Dyson Ford Lincoln in Elk City. If you'd like a entry on our book blessing wheel for the month of June, all you got to do is like, share, and comment done on the Facebook post. Our book for this month is Hard Sayings, Reconciling the Cost of Discipleship and the American Dream by Pastor Joshua West. We will be doing the truth broadcast directly after the program today, so stay tuned. We'll reset the iPad, and then we'll start that right after the program. I think I covered it all. Would you like to pray to start us out?
Sure. Lord, we come to you today thanking you for all you've given us. We ask that you would be the listeners out there, be with those here in the studio. We ask that you would use us today to get out your message, to be the hope and light for those who need it, and that you would work through us in this endeavor. In Christ's name we pray. Amen.
Amen. Fun Friday.
Okay, we're going to start off. I'm going to play, you know, I like music, so I'll give my usual disclaimer. I'm not a preacher. I'm not a longtime Sunday school leader. I'm not a amateur theologian. I'm just some guy who reads the Bible occasionally, probably not as much as I should, but been doing it for quite a while. Make no claim to fame. So we're going to start off with, I guess, kind of been my anthem for a while. I think it's almost a prayer in of itself. This is the Beatles. So here we go.
Help, I need somebody.
Help,
not just anybody.
Help,
you know I need someone.
Help.
When I was younger, so much younger than today,
I never needed
anybody's help in any way.
Sure.
Now I find
was helped by a band that came over here from England back in the 60s and sold a few records in their day. So we've got quite the social media presence going on with the City of Elk City, and I've got a digital media director, and so I was looking at some stuff. This has been a couple of weeks ago now, and it was demonstrating the AI technology, right? And so it had this song that Paul McCartney had done back in, I want to say, like 2013. And he had sang it, and he's still, you know, quite prolific in his songwriting. Of course, an original member of the Beatles. He and John Lennon sang most of their songs, and he sang that song we just heard. So they played this song that he'd done in 2013, and then they took his voice from back in the 60s, and then they re-engineered it and used AI technology to play the same song from 2013 using his voice from the 60s. And it was amazing. It blew me away. And then all you did was have to listen to it and go, oh, that's why we liked the Beatles back then. Because it just sounded so much better. His voice was so much better when he was younger, mm-hmm. right? He still had an amazing voice, but it was just when he was older. But it was just so much better when he was younger. So it gave me the idea of what can we do just real quick with AI technology. Because so people are so quick to make a judgment on AI right now. Mm-hmm. It's just a tool, can be used for good or bad or, you know, whatever. So so we went and we were working with it and just found a very inexpensive program on the internet for like $5. And we got it. And I said, let's try John Wayne, right? And so we put some John Wayne clips in there. And what it is you, for the voice, you put the voice in there, it gets the voice down, and then you type in whatever you want it to say. So we created this whole little narrative of John Wayne talking about Elk City. And it was pretty good, but a lot of the old John Wayne clips were had a lot of sound, background music to them, you know, and the audio wasn't that great. So I said, well, let's try Darth Vader. And so we went and got Darth Vader from Star Wars, and it was incredible. We had Darth Vader saying, you know, you need to come to Elk City. You know, Elk City is the place. And we got Darth Vader. You could have Darth Vader say whatever you want. So we were testing that out. So then, of course, we did our own voices. And then you started to get into, ooh, this is maybe a little bit scary on what you could do with this. Because after I put my voice in there, you could get me to say anything.
Mm-hmm.
Right? And you could, after you did it for a while, you could tell the difference between the AI voice and my real voice, but it was very hard to tell.
Mm-hmm.
And if you weren't on it, you couldn't quite tell. So again, it's a tool like anything else. It can be used for good or bad. I had a guy last week, he got up and he's like, you know, this thing I'm holding in my hand is going to be the death of us all. And he was talking about the cell phone, and I'm like, oh gosh, you sound like the guy that the old curmudgeon that said the television's going to be the death of us, or the telephone's going to be or the telegraph, or the, you know, throughout history,
right.
You want to go back to the, you know, horse and buggy era. And the answer is, no matter how much you lament something going, things change, and so you've got to figure out how to incorporate yourself into the new world, or you're simply going to be left behind. Mm-hmm. That doesn't mean we have to change our beliefs or values. So let me, I'm going to play you another song that doesn't have anything to do with anything. I just like this song. So a while back, a guy from Hawaii redid Somewhere Over the Rainbow with a ukulele, and I just liked it. And so Glee used to be a show on TV a while back around 2010 or so. But they did a lot of cover songs, and this is their cover song of Over the Rainbow.
Ooh, 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 skies are blue and the dreams that you dare to dream really do come true. That's where you'll find me, oh, somewhere over the rainbow. Bluebirds fly, birds fly over the rainbow. Why then, oh, why can't
Over the Rainbow, and that was a cover. You know, the earliest I remember hearing that song was Judy Garland singing that, you know, a long time ago. But that was the Glee cast from Glee singing that. So you'd mentioned you'd seen one of our little social media posts about the Lion. So the Elk City is doing a new pool, new swimming pool, and we're about to open it, hopefully sometime next week. Quite the project. And in the kiddie portion of the pool, we're working on a slide, and Elk City's got a kind of an iconic water fountain that is a lion. And so someone on the design team said, well, why don't we make the slide look like the lion? And so we did that, and we decided we wanted to do kind of a reveal of the slide. And so we had our social media folks put together this little video clip with the song and everything from The Lion King, and we used AI for that.
Oh yeah!
So the voiceover on that video is who's the guy? The guy that did The Lion King. This is CNN. James Earl Jones. So we went and got James Earl Jones. He did an interview. Let's say I think it was like 98. You know, so it was crisp and clear. The audio was good. So we recorded probably about 3 or 4 minutes of that interview, and then you can type in anything you want James Earl Jones to say, right? And so we typed it in that, you know, about the Elk City swimming pool and about this slide. So you had James Earl Jones, the guy who did Mustafa in The Lion King, saying, you know, this is what, you know, why I'm coming to the Elk City swimming pool. You know, people ask me why I would give up the, you know, my kingdom. I like swimming pools. So, but it was James Earl Jones's actual voice.
Uh-huh.
Okay. So when I said earlier, it's a tool. What we're using it as is a way to get out a message. And here's how effective it can be. And this is extremely instructive for Christians, right? Because in a information-cluttered world, you don't know what people are listening to, especially young people. So if you can get your message out, right, and a lot of it is in ways, techniques to get that message out. So we have built up quite a following on our Facebook. We've got about 13,000 followers, but we have a lot of engagement. So that Lion post was quite creative. We used AI technology. We used actual music from the movie Lion King. And then video we went and shot at the Elk City pool. And it wasn't a long one. It was about 40 seconds.
Mm-hmm.
So that post has reached over 75,000 people now.
Wow.
75,000 people. And we are regularly reaching 15 to 20,000 people with our social media posts because they're creative, they're funny, they're quick. There's kind of a sweet spot now of what people are looking for and what is attractive. And And I don't mean to be too manipulative, but this is, it's advertising and marketing 101. You insert your message. Mm-hmm. So anybody can use the tool, right? And again, it's a tool. So why wouldn't Christians be using it too to get out their message? Because an advertiser selling Sprite or Mountain Dew is going to use it, or selling Nike tennis shoes is going to use it. Why wouldn't we use it? Just insert your message about, and we're trying to do that through the city as best I can, of, hey, here's a wholesome way to bring your family for some entertainment, mm-hmm. right? Without getting too preachy. Does that make sense? Mm-hmm. And we've got the metrics, like I said, literally reaching tens of thousands of people. And you go back over the last 12 months, over the number of people that we've impacted or seen, and you know, it's almost crashing your bread upon the water. You don't know what the end result is going to be, but we know listening to our message, and we can see how long they listened. You know, mm-hmm. so if it's a 40-second video, we can see the average person listened to it for 33 seconds or 26 seconds, right?
Oh.
That's why it's so important to get your message out quickly. Mm-hmm. I mean, we are well over, we're in the hundreds of thousands. Hundreds of thousands of people that we have reached. And so you get that technique down, and it changes quite rapidly. So it's not like the same techniques we're using now are going to be good 2 years from now.
Right.
Because digital media is changing so rapidly. Well, the AI is all brand new. Mm-hmm. But anyway, that's the exciting part of it. I know people are very concerned about it. But again, it's a tool like anything else. It's neither good nor bad. It's simply a tool. A mm-hmm. nuclear warhead is neither good nor bad. It's simply a tool. Same thing with a gun. Mm-hmm. So, anyway. Okay, let's get off that. I'm going to go ahead and give a prayer. This is from the Book of Common Prayer that the Episcopals use. This book was given to me a while back, and it has a set of prayers. So sometimes when I don't want to just say, hey, here's what Ivester thinks, I'll just read from this book. So this is from the Book of Common Prayer. Accept, O Lord, our thanks and praise for all that you have done for us. We thank you for the splendor of the whole creation, for the beauty of this world, for the wonder of life, and for the mystery of love. We thank you for the blessing of family and friends, and for the loving care which surrounds us on every side. We thank you for setting us at tasks which demand our best efforts, and for leading us to accomplishments which satisfy and delight us. We thank you also for those disappointments and failures that led us to acknowledge our dependence on you alone. Above all, we thank you for your Son, Jesus Christ, for the truth of his word and the example of his life, for his steadfast obedience by which he overcame temptation, for his dying through which he overcame death, and for his rising to life again in which we are raised to life, to the life of your kingdom. Grant us the gift of your Spirit that we may know Christ and make him known, and through him at all times and in all places may give thanks to you in all things. Amen. Okay, we need another song, don't we? This is a song, another cover song by Glee, a universally loved song. It's a Journey song. Journey was a kind of a rock super group back in the 80s. And it's called Don't Stop Believing. It's very well known. In fact, The Sopranos, which was a very popular TV show about a crime family in New Jersey, ended the whole series with this song. And I use that as an illustration to show how universally popular this song is. And why it's so popular, although it's musically a really good song, the message in it is don't stop believing. So it's about these two kids, and they're growing up, and they're grappling with things they don't know. They know something else is out there, but they can't figure it out, you know, so they cling to each other. But the real message is something's out there, don't stop believing. And it in a way, even though it's a secular song, it is so central at the heart of Christianity. And I say this because, first, I've just explained the method of delivery of the message through social media, and you want a message that resonates with non-believers. It's that there's something out there. We know there is, and it's up to us as Christians to supply the answer. Otherwise, they're going to seek out something else. Mm-hmm. The popularity of this song points to that, right? It's not a Christian song, but it's a universal message everybody can understand. So, and I like this version because it's an a cappella version. So here we go. Don't stop.
Just a small town girl, living in a lonely world. She took the midnight train going anywhere.
Just a city boy, born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train.
Okay, that was Don't Stop Believin', original Journey song. That was the Glee cast version. So, looks like you're working on some prayer requests. I'm going to go ahead and do another prayer from my Book of Common Prayer here. Okay, Almighty God, giver of all good things, we thank you for the natural majesty and beauty of this land. They restore us, though we often destroy them. Heal us. We thank you for the great resources of this nation. They make us rich, though we often exploit them. Forgive us. We thank you for the men and women who have made this country strong. They are models for us, though we often fall short of them. Inspire us. We thank you for the torch of liberty, which has been lit in this land. It has drawn people from every nation, though we have often hidden from its light. Enlighten us. We thank you for the faith we have inherited in all its rich variety. It sustains our life, though we have been faithless again and again. Renew us. Help us, O Lord, to finish the good work here begun. Strengthen our efforts to blot out ignorance and prejudice and to abolish poverty and crime, and hasten the day when all our people, with many voices in one united chorus, will glorify your holy name. Amen. Okay. I want to tell a quick story that I thought was kind of telling. So this last week I was in Claremore, Oklahoma for American Legion Boys State, and I was on the staff there. And so American Legion Boys State is a program for high school boys who have just finished their junior year, put on by the American Legion. And it's a week-long camp focused on patriotism, leadership, and government. And the boys show up, and they form their own government. They have elections. They run for office. And then they form their own state government. And then for about 3 days, they run their own state government. So they have their legislature, they elect a governor, they have a court system, and they spend the first two or three days running for office, and then they, after the government's set up, they actually run it. So it's a learning by doing camp, right? Interspersed in all this is values and patriotism, while you need to value the freedoms and liberties we have. So it's run by the American Legion program, which is a veteran service organization formed after World War I. I've been a member for quite a long time. So anyway, I came away with a couple of observations, one of which I'm actually renewed after spending a week with these 300 boys that just finished their high school junior year. I'm a little bit more encouraged, a lot more encouraged than what I was. They're not as snowflakey and lazy as what we try to make them. They've become the scapegoat a lot of times. They're just locked away in their rooms. So they're not. They're just a different generation. So I think older generations just, I mean, over and over, tend to blame or, you know, that generation. I mean, if you look throughout times, it was always that generation's not as, they don't work as hard, they're not as committed, they're not as whatever, right? And in fact, the American Legion, the Boy State program formed because the American Legion thought America's youth was getting soft. And this was in the 30s, right? America's youth is getting soft, so we got to do something to toughen them up, right? So it's kind of the same refrain over and over. Anyway, I came away refreshed. But so during they had a debate panel for 3 days in a row, and of course, you know, they bring up a lot of topics that they talked about at home. One other interesting observation, you know, polarizing news of like Fox News or One American News and then MSNBC, right? So you got the two sides. And so you'd give those examples at an adult and they'd raise their hand and go, what's Fox News? So not only are they not paying attention to the news media, they're not watching at all. I mean, they're simply have tuned out, which is actually, you can argue, to be a good thing, right? So why should they be watching this or that? They're not watching at all. Again, I bet half of them didn't know what MSNBC even was. What is that? You know? And you tell them, and they're like, never heard of it. Same thing with Fox News. Never heard of it. Yeah, I've heard of it. I don't know, have any idea what they do. Right. So tuned out in that respect. So that was kind of interesting. Okay. So they had this debate panel. I'm getting to my point. So one of the hot topics at the camp all week was school shootings. And of course, you had very diverse opinions. You know, a lot of it focused on guns, you know. And so but during this panel, this kid raises his hand. And this is a high school junior, so 17, 18 years old. And he raises his hand and he said, I've got a question for you. And there was a panel of four. And these were adults trying to show what a reasoned debate could look like, right? So the kid raises his hand and he goes, I've got a question for you all. Where was God during the shootings? And so this one guy that was down on the end, he kind of raises his hand and he goes, and he was a little bit more religious. He kind of raises his hand and he goes, I got this, right? So he gives what I call the typical answer. He said, look, God's present everywhere, right? And so in the worst of times, you'll see God there. So in these school shootings, you'll see a community come together and they'll rally behind the victims and you'll see the first responders show up and you see God's love and support and caring in action to care for those who need it most. And the kid raises his hand and he goes, that's not what I ask. And so the moderator goes, okay, so what are you saying? And he goes, no, I ask, during the shootings, where was God? And it was just silent. And I thought, okay, these kids get it. These kids get it. Because as Christians, that goes to the heart of the matter. We can talk about guns. We can talk about what happened after the shooting. It reminded me of a joke. And there was responses after that. But I was like, it almost brought a tear because I was like, okay, these kids get it. They've gotten to the heart of it real quick. It reminds me of a joke. So there's a Jewish guy that went through the Holocaust, right? And he dies and he goes up to heaven and he meets other guys there that were in the death camps. And he's telling a joke and he ends up with the punchline and God happens to show up and overhear the joke. And so he gets to the end of the joke and he tells the punchline and God says, I don't get it. I don't get the joke. And the Jewish guy said, well, you had to have been there. And I'm like, this high school junior had the same point. And we as Christians have to have answers. Now, it may be the same answer as in the book of Job, which is we don't have answers. But that is an answer, right? Because in the end, Job doesn't know. Why was this joke or this test or whatever you insert, why did all these things happen to me, right? And if Christians don't have an answer, these high school kids or anybody else is going to go looking for somewhere, something. If we're not there to fill in that vacuum with an intelligent answer, and it may be we don't know because God ultimately a lot of times is unknowable. I don't know where God was when the guy squeezed the trigger and why this person lived and this person died. I don't know. And it's a tragedy. And if God picks winners and losers, and then we're back to the Jewish Holocaust joke. But if we don't have reasoned answers or at least thoughtful comebacks to that, these kids are going to go look elsewhere. So I was very impressed with these kids. And this was just a really good cross-section of Oklahoma high school juniors. I mean, this wasn't like the cream of the crop or, you know, you don't, the elite or anything. It was just people. There were kids there from Cheyenne and Elk City and Ida Bell and Ardmore and, you know, just wherever. So, anyway. Okay. You need another song or you want to do a prayer? Yeah, that's fine.